Hello.
Hiya, good morning. Is that Lindsay?
Hiya, yes.
Hiya, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about
you. Oh,
your...
hiya.
Hi, you okay? Is now a good time to
talk?
Yeah,
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. Is now a good time to talk for you?
Yeah, it is, yes.
Yeah, fab. So before we begin, I just need to get some details off you for data protection purposes. So
yeah,
would I be able to confirm your full name, please?
It's Lindsay Jane Brannigan.
Fab. And your title?
It's Miss.
And your date of birth? Hello? Hi, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me? My signal sometimes goes a wee bit.
There we go, that's okay now. Is this your date of birth?
21793.
And your current address?
It's 18 Struthers Crescent, Calderwood, East Kilbride, G743LE.
Perfect. And regarding your name, is that the name that you had from birth, or were you
yes,
it
is.
Name? No?
So. Yeah.
And just regarding contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email, text, and obviously WhatsApp. Are those all okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And just to confirm, the email I have on file for you is lindsaybrannigan.lb@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and just to add an extra layer of protection to your application, so would I be able to get a password from you? So if anyone contacts you regarding the scheme and say they can't give you the password, then you know it's not us.
Yeah, no problem. Alfie would be fine for that.
Perfect. Okay. So also, I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call. And if you need a break at any point, if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, no, that's no problem. See, to be honest, I've just over the last couple of days been talking to a couple of people that have, you know, been discussing this with me and kind of letting me know about it. So I'm still not 100% sure on the process and things like that. And the other issue, well, I don't know if it's going to be an issue or not, to be honest with me. I'm sure you'll be able to let me know, but I'd read online that it was if you've been in care before the 1st of December 2004.
Yeah.
Now, I was in care after that, but one of the girls that I was speaking to has actually made an application and she was also in care after that. And her application seems to be going through. Are you able to offer me any sort of advice on that?
So was it that you were in care before then and after, or was it only after?
It was after.
Okay, so with us, so usually if it's after then, we won't be able to help you with an application. So who was it that your friends...
I'll tell you what it is. I'm also in recovery and I've got like a wee sort of support network. One of the women that I'm very close with, she is, she's like a rehabilitation worker. And she was actually helping one of her clients with the application form, and she was in care afterwards. She wasn't in care before or during that time period, but she was in afterwards. That's kind of as much as I know, but it's her that says to me, look, Lindsay, apply for it, because I'm helping one of my clients apply for it just now, and she was in care afterwards.
Yep. So the only thing with that is, so we could do an application for you, but then when we send it over to redress, if they see 2005 or whenever it was, they'll come back and say not eligible. So is it your friend, so she's doing it by herself but with some support?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so if she submitted to redress, if she hasn't heard back from them yet, the likely outcome is that they'll come back and say that if she's not eligible, that's the only problem.
Right, okay. So it's sort of like no matter what, it needs to be before that time period.
Yeah, because I did one before because I was like, oh, we'll give it a go. And they just came back and said, no, sorry. So it's a case of like, I don't want to put you through the thing of obviously having to do the application
and
statements if they're going to come back and say that.
Is there any other route that I can go then? Because obviously I know it's not you making this decision, right? But
Yeah.
it just to me feels
Yes,
a little bit.
not fair.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's pretty much it, you know, because you know I've experienced a lot when I was in there, and are eligible for this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so the only route, so you would, it would have to be just like a civil claim.
Right. Okay.
So, yes, you have to do a civil compensation claim. So if you
Right.
went on to the Scottish, let me find it, what's that one?
And do you know from experience, would it be worth my while doing that, or do you think I could end up going through all this and not getting anything at the end of it?
So, so regarding your time in care, so you mentioned that you went through quite a lot, so it'd probably definitely be worth going for that civil case, as
Right, okay.
we won't be able to help with the actual redress.
Yeah. So would I just contact like a lawyer in this case then? And
Yeah, so you
yeah.
can go on Law Society of Scotland, so it's just find a
Right.
solicitor.
Right.
There's also historic childhood abuse claims, so there's actually a website, so it's historic.
Gonna take a note of that. Historic childhood abuse claims, yeah.
Yeah, and then so you can go on
Okay.
Law Society of Scotland.
Okay.
Yeah, so the website is Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry.
Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry.
Yeah.
Right,
So
perfect.
you
Thank you
probably
so
have more
much.
luck with them ones instead. And I know it's really, it's unfair, isn't it? But
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. I'll definitely explore these other avenues,
Yeah.
and see if I can get anywhere with that. Thanks very much for calling,
Yeah.
for giving me that
Sorry about that.
information. No, it's okay. I did want to kind of query that with you before
Yeah.
anything else anyway. You know, I
That's
didn't want to
okay.
waste
Thank
any
you. Yeah.
time.
Thank you. That's
But
okay.
no, thank you so much for your help.
That's okay. That's absolutely no problem. Okay, but I wish you
Right.
the best of luck with it, and hopefully you'll
Thank you
have
so
to fix it.
much.
But yeah,
Thank
take
you.
care
Have a
now.
nice day.
And you take it. Bye bye.
Bye.